Valentine.
Hey, hey, beautiful world. You're listening to Magical Things with Radley Valentine, right here on Magical Hay House Radio. You give and give and give. Your every thought is for someone else. Your spouse, your kids, your parents, your friends. Love comes so easy for you that you just can't help yourself. You give it freely and without hesitation. You just keep taking care of everyone in the world. Everyone, that is, except yourself. This becomes exhausting. Physically, you can become renowned, but it's also exhausting emotionally. You have dreams of your own. You feel a calling. You daydream your fondest fantasies, all the while you're seeing to other people's needs. You imagine your life as you want it to be, as you drive your kids to soccer practice or watch over your grandkids while their parents work. But somehow, you never get around to what you want out of life. Over time, you begin to think that there's something wrong with you. You start to believe that your dreams are unattainable, that you simply don't have what it takes. That must be what's happening, right? Maybe this lifetime your purpose is just to care for others. Maybe if you're a good enough person, the next lifetime you can have the dreams that you want. And so, you give up. Now, you don't give up consciously. You just stop dreaming. You stop even thinking that what you want is a possibility. You label it a pipe dream. So why think about it when you have so many other things to do? So many other people to take care of? The law of attraction teaches us that what we focus our attention and our energy upon is what we will create. So if our focus is solely on seeing to other people's needs, then naturally those are the needs that will get fulfilled. If we constantly put ourselves last, if we never find time for what we want, then there is no focus, no energy, and no accomplishment. But my dear sweet child, that is not what you came here for. That is not the sole purpose of your life. Yes, yes, it's grand, it's amazing, it's divine that you can love at such a deep level. But love is not purely an outward experience. It also has to be an inward experience, too. If you find yourself unable to see to your own needs, if you find it nearly impossible to ask for help when you need it, then that is what I call a love imbalance. And it's an imbalance that can be very difficult to correct, but it can be done. It is possible for you to find a way to celebrate the wonderful, beautiful soul that you are, to have the life that you feel calling to you with such fervor and longing. You can do that and still give love appropriately to those around you. A case in point is my guest today. Now, as you know, I don't often have guests on my show, but this topic, it's super important, and I wanted an expert. I've known Heather Hildebrand for about 8 years. I think that's right anyway. It's something like that. And she is the very definition of an incarnated angel. That's someone who has the inclination or nature to see to everyone else's needs first. And for years, I've watched while Heather set aside her own dreams and aspirations for her kids, her husband, her mom, and her friends. But in the last couple of years, something has started to change for Heather. I've watched while she really started to create balance. Heather began to turn her incredible ability to love inwards towards herself. She started making what I can only call powerfully life-affirming choices. Heather started loving Heather. And wow, that has been a very beautiful thing to watch. In fact, it's been exhilarating. So, I've asked Heather to join us for today's show. She's an amazing psychic, an angel therapy practitioner, and a blow-your-mind medium. Boy, I have stories. So we're going to talk about making the changes that Heather has made, and then she and I are going to do tag team readings for as many people as we can, so stay tuned. Now, I chose this topic today because our card of the day is the Ten of Fire from Angel Tarot Cards. And as usual, I've posted an image of the Ten of Fire on my Facebook page. Now, that's facebook.com/RadleyValentine. That way, you can follow along as I talk about the meaning and the symbolism behind all the imagery. Now, as soon as we're done with that, we're going to turn our attentions to you guys. I love doing readings. I love it, love it, love it. So the phone lines are open. You can go ahead and call in. The number is 866-254-1579. Now, if you're shy or you can't get through on the radio, keep in mind that on my Facebook page, facebook.com/RadleyValentine, you can go and there's a post right there at the top waiting for your questions. And we're going to take some of our questions from Facebook and some of our questions from the radio. So you got an opportunity both places. So go for it. Now, I hope you'll forgive me if I race through the symbolism of this card faster than I usually do. I want to give as much time as I can to all of you out there in Hay House Radio Land. So, frankly, my new book, The Big Book of Angel Tarot Cards, has finally been released. And it's everything that you could want to know about angel tarot cards, as well as reading tarot cards in a way that's loving and life-affirming and easy to understand. All the symbolism there, the astrology, angel numbers, archangel attributions, it's just all there. So check it out. It's on Amazon. I'm super excited to say it debuted at number one for Tarot a couple of weeks ago, and it's in the top 10 of all New Age books. So go check it out. But let's race through some symbolism so we can get Heather on. Now, the Ten of Fire. Work can be fulfilling and exciting, or it can be exhausting and feel like a chore. And by the way, this is an excerpt from my book, so just to give you an idea of what it's like. So, this card represents times in our lives when we're working entirely too much without leaving any space for fun or for play. Often this card shows up when people are working multiple jobs or when single parents are dealing with the challenge of working all day and then caring for their kids when they get home. This card can also indicate health problems that are created by overwork. We can take the Ten of Fire as a possible message to reduce our workload, take time off, or delegate tasks to others when possible. Now, the symbolism. If you can see this card, what you would see is a dragon. And the dragon is carrying a heavy burden and doing it alone. If you were with us 2 weeks ago for the Nine of Fire, there was a woman there helping the dragon. They were there for each other, but she's not there anymore with the Ten of Fire. The pot of gold that was in the nine is still in the ten, but now there are all these rods and wands in it, making it heavy and giving it all this intense energy. The dragon is flying at night over a starlit city. So perhaps the dragon has been working into the night, or maybe this is a second job or after hours project. Since dragons represent passion in angel tarot cards, the dragon's stance indicates that the passion has been worn down by overwork. Now, like I said, there's astrology to this card and there's angel numbers to this card, and you can find all of that in the Big Book of Angel Tarot. But now I am going to go ahead and move forward to bringing on to the air the one, the only, my dear friend, Heather Hildebrand. Hi, Heather. Welcome to Magical Things.
Hi, Radley.
It's so great to hear your voice. Yay!
It's always nice when we get to talk.
That is right. That is right. So, girl, we're going to talk, and we're going to talk about your life. I hope that's what you signed up for.
I'm an open book.
Well, that's true. You are very generous with information that way. So, when I first met you, you were really doing the incarnated angel thing, like full on. Anything anybody needed, that was your focus. And the whole bit about, oh, Heather wants to do this, or Heather wants to do that, or write a book, or have her own private practice, or this, that, the other, that was down. I think it was like item number 471 on your to-do list.
Well, it might have been a little further up on the to-do list, but it seemed to always get pushed out of place because I would constantly let other things, step in front and take priority.
Tell people what you think being an incarnated angel means and how it manifested itself in your life.
Well, for me, being an incarnated angel is something that I was born as, and even as a very young child, I mean, I was always very sensitive. I could understand people. I would know the depths of people, even if they weren't telling me the truth or telling me all of the information. So it really guided me a lot. I felt the sensitivities of that as a young child. So I did, I don't want to use the word suffer, but nighttime was very hard for me. But, there were pluses and there were minuses to holding that space and being the incarnated angel because, as those out there that can relate, those sensitivities can be a wonderful thing because they can be very guiding and nurturing through your life, but they can also be cumbersome and you feel that you carry a load. It's very much, for me, I think, incarnate angels, they know that they are to love as much as they possibly can while they're here on this earth, and that's going to come in lots of forms and actions. And so they feel immediately and innately guided to step into any role of being of service, of helping, of, stepping up to the plate. And it's a lot easier for them to do that, seeing the outward vision of those around them, than it is for them to, I think, feel worthy or deserving of placing that same energy within themselves.
And so and you and I used to talk about this a lot. We would talk about, it's like trying to find the balance, trying to find the way of stepping back from that which was so natural to you, so natural for you to just say, oh, what I need will wait and put that aside. And I would be like going, no, girl, don't do that.
And finding the balance is always that thing. And you and I would have this conversation, like, how do I find that right balance? How do I find that right balance? And I think one of the reasons why incarnated angels struggle with finding that balance is because I think most of them are like me. It's something it's not something new. It's the essence of who you are. So it is a huge change to begin to carve out time for you. It's a totally different, it's like, being a full-blood meat eater your whole life and deciding the next day you're going to be vegan. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's the same, it's kind of going through the same thing. It's like, how does that look? And am I going to be the same person? Because when you have to start putting boundaries in place, it's like, but this is always who I've been. Am I becoming a different person? Am I losing, part of myself that maybe I don't want to lose? And so that was really part of the struggle for me is, but that's who I am and that's what I know and I'm good at it. So what will I be defined by moving forward? And am I going to be comfortable with this new way of being?
God, I love the way you put that. That is brilliantly put. Because I know that a bunch of people out in Hay House Radio Land are really, really connecting with what you just said. And one of the things that I think is frightening, because, well, I'll back up and just say, as incarnated angel, when we're using that term, we're using a term created by Doreen Virtue in her books about earth angels. And I know there's a bunch of certified realm readers out there. So, hey, guys. And that... Incarnate angels are not the only realm that have this tendency to overgive, but they are certainly the one, I think, that comes first to people's minds about overgivers. But one of the things that I've noticed is that when we give and we give and we give and we really do with everything we can to take care of other people, and then we suddenly start to change from that in order to do more for ourselves or to try to bring balance, people don't like that.
This is true. This is true. And the other thing that that I feel is important to mention is that when you not only begin to put boundaries in place and say, you know, I'm really going to and I think it's good to just say, I really am being guided that I really need to take care of myself and I'd love to be able to whatever, fill in the blank, but I'm not able to. The other aspect to that is when you really begin to go, okay, I'm going to ask for help instead of being the one to give help, sometimes they don't know what that even looks like. So it can take a lot out of a sensitive person, an incarnated angel, to ask for help when they've never asked for help before. And sometimes it just flies right by the other people. I think they really don't even think you're serious because it's something you've never done. Or when you do, they're like, oh, that's weird, you know. I don't really know how to play that role with them. It's always been kind of in the reverse. So you do have to be patient with yourself and kind of with the other people around you as you make these shifts and changes.
Now, I watched this happen. I mean, you know, I'm attributing it, and you may attribute it differently, and obviously you're right, and I'm just maybe right, but I attribute it to like a year to a year and a half ago, something like that, somewhere in there. I honestly think that's when I saw you starting to change, and I think that without giving away too much, I think you were really starting to experience that Ten of Fire card energy where the give, and not taking care of Heather was starting to create significant health problems for you.
I had been having health problems for quite some many. As a matter of fact, right before I got married, I started the beginnings of really noticing something's not right. October, I'll be married 19 years. So obviously it took me quite a long time to really get the lesson. You know, there were lots of changes and transformations that were going on in my life, but that's the one thing that kept coming up. I would try to make the changes. I'd do good for a couple of months. Things would get hectic. There'd be stress come up in my life. I'd fall back into the old patterns. Mm-hmm. And that was a cycle that went on and on and on until, you know, I got to the point where it's like, how many times is God going to have to either one, you know, it land me in the hospital, force me to rest, grab my attention in a way that's less than pleasant to get me to look at this and go, seriously, what are you going to do? Okay, you've got to do something different. Mm-hmm. And I will say that it's not easy. I mean, you can get the information and you can get all the validation and the signs that you know you need to do this. Moving through it is not always necessarily the easiest thing to do. And one of the biggest things that I did, which Radley is aware of, is, you know, last year my mother got diagnosed with cancer, and probably about 3 to 4 months prior to her being diagnosed with cancer, I had really been guided to look into having weight loss surgery, something I'd never, ever, ever considered before, because a lot of my weight issues were, you know, endocrine and a bunch of other things. And I thought, I don't want to go through all that and it not really help me. And I don't, you know, I just felt like I can do this on my own and so on and so forth. And so I started following through on the guidance, I'm just going to check into it. I'll know whether or not I'm supposed to follow through or not. Well, when my mom got diagnosed with cancer, of course, the incarnated angel in me said, oh, you're probably going to have to put this on hold. This really isn't the best time. You're going to have to take care of her. I'm an only child. I don't have any other siblings to help. My father's deceased. This is where my energy needs to be. And God let me know right away, no, ma'am, it's never going to be the right time. to take care of you, take care of yourself anyway. And so in the midst of taking care of her going through cancer, I ended up having weight loss surgery, which I've lost so far 140 pounds.
And yay!
Yay! I've lost one person. I still have, you know, I still have one. But that was a huge thing for me. And I think that, you know, we have to say yes to ourselves in big ways if we want God and the universe to follow suit. We have to, you know, make the decision. And once we make the decision and hold the intention and energy along with it, then things begin to happen.
So, and even recently, I've noticed you putting more and more emphasis on Heather's career. I mean, yeah. Not letting it be someone else's thing, letting it be Heather's thing, and finding the time that you need in order to pursue that.
I have. And the thing of it is sometimes it's easier than others. But what I will mm-hmm. say is that I'm really, for a long time, I've always, you know, even as a young child, I always know to listen to what God tells me. And so I've, you and I have joked about this before where I tell you, I just follow directions. I don't question it. I just do what they tell me to do. And I still do that. And you know, sometimes it still can feel challenging. Okay, I'm going to say feel because, you know, I know it's our emotions that get wrapped up in that. Sometimes it can still feel challenging, especially as a mom who's a very busy mom. My husband's work is very demanding. So a lot of times I feel like a single mom who's also running her own business. But what mm-hmm. I have to say is, there again, it's we have to be willing to put the energy and the effort and the investment in ourselves in order to see things move forward and to get to a place where you feel like you're seeing success in your efforts. And that's where I'm at. It's sometimes it not only pushes me outside of my comfort zone, but sometimes it feels like it pushes me to my limits. But I have to say, I know that I'm fully supported and loved the whole way through. And with a different attitude and a different way of looking at things over the last year and a half, I'm constantly saying, thank you for giving me everything that I need. I don't know how I got all that accomplished, but I'm grateful.
Oh, brilliant, girl. I'm brilliant. So let's see how many people we can help, okay?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, so I'm going to start with Facebook, and what I always do is I just refresh the page, and I just kind of like spin my little Mac mouse and see what name shows up in front of my eyes. And so, okay, so we have Ron. Okay, so hey, Ron. He says, I am listening to your show right now. Definitely no coincidence, as I'm really trying my best to make those changes like Heather is making. I am planning on taking Doreen Virtue's class in September. I was wondering if you could tell me what steps I can take to live my life purpose, open up my abilities, and work a spiritually based career. I hope that's not too much. Thanks. Well, hey, Ron, guess what? I'll be speaking at that class. Heather's going to be at that class, so you can come say hey and hug us to that class in September. Yes, we're both big huggers. So hey, Ron. So why don't you go ahead and take a stab at what you get? I'm pulling out Archangel Power Tarot cards because this feels like a lot of empowerment concerns. Okay. So I'll pull some cards, but why don't you go ahead and start?
Okay. Well, first off, the first thing I'm getting is I just feel like it's all about intention. And what I'd love to see you do is take out pen and paper or get in front of your computer and organize your thoughts, brainstorm things out, get it out of your head and get it in writing. Because I feel like, not that you need to make a contract to yourself, but I feel like the more that you're really clear, and I feel like writing it out is going to help you hone in on the things that you want to, say, specialize in, where you feel like your calling is. But I definitely feel like you're answering the call because I feel like leadership. I feel like they're pulling you into leadership. One of the things that I feel like is happening to ready you for that is more about the clairsentience. So I feel like claircognizance is one of your strengths, but I feel like the clairsentience energy is stepping forward and really beginning to work with you more. With that being said, make sure you're keeping your energy really clear. I can even send you a prayer that if you want to send me your email or send it to Rad, that can help keep your energy clear. I do feel like there is a little bit of energy around, there's a little fear in either how it's going to happen, or I also feel like at some point in time, maybe you have doubted whether or not you would be completely safe delving into this work? Like, would it open you up to anything negative or dark? Like, you want to be really clear with what you're connecting with. And I want to really assure you that with your intentions and calling on God and the angels, one of the things that I do is ask to connect with only those beings of God's love and light. So make your intentions set for what it is that you're wanting to do. And I see no problems with it happening easily for you.
And I agree with that. And it's funny that you said there that he's claircognizant, which, by the way, so am I. Hey, dude. But that the clairsentience is coming forward, because the first card that I pulled for him is Four of Ariel. And Four of Ariel, in my opinion, is a very claircognizant kind of card. It's this card that really kind of is concerned about the quote unquote real world kind of stuff. It's a card that's concerned about money. It's concerned about how to make change in such a way that there is no risk. Now, what is really fascinating to me, Ron, is that I'm a really careful shuffler. I really am. And the reason that I'm doing that is because I'm trying to keep that left side of my brain. I'm right-handed. It's the left side part of my brain that wants to come up with an intellectual reason for everything. I'm keeping it quiet by shuffling really carefully. And so cards for me almost never come out upside down, or what we call reversed. So when one does, I give it special attention. Now, the awesome thing about this card that you was is Nine of Raphael. It's make a wish. It's dreams becoming reality. It's a joyful time of life. And the thing about Nine of Raphael is Raphael is the emotional suit. So that whole clairsentient thing that Heather was talking about. So that is really important right now. It's really important because the next card is the Lover's card, making choices from the heart, deep emotional commitments. So the thing for you to make these changes that you are wanting to make is putting your heart in it, letting go of the fear of money. Now, as a recovering certified public accountant, I am not going to tell you that money doesn't matter. I'm not telling you to go make some sort of unplanned exit from your current career to the next one. But I am telling you that working in a spiritually based career is about heart. It's about loving. It's about opening up your abilities, opening up your heart, and having that experience. So go for what you want. Make your wish. Go for what you want, but make your choices with all of your heart. And dude, see you in September.
Yeah, all right. See you in September.
Yeah, see you in September. Okay, let's see. Who pops up next? All right, so let's see. There's so many, it's so hard to choose. Okay, let's see. Rachel Jones, okay. She just says all kinds of super sweet things. So saying a super sweet things back to you. She's been dealing with infertility for 10 years and feels that it's time to heal her heart and move on. They are adopting. Oh, bravo. And happy, but still she feels this hole in her heart. Love and blessings. Oh, okay. Heather, you go. I'm going to switch to angel tarot cards.
Okay. One of the things that I'm seeing right off the bat is the overwhelming amount of support that you have from heaven. I don't think that you've tapped into that yet. And I don't mean just literally in regards to the fertility. I feel like across the board, they want to be helping you. And it's like, I know that you know that it's there, but they're like, you haven't even tapped the bottom of the barrel of what is available to you. And you've got to remember that God is an unlimited being with unlimited resources. So I do feel like one of the first things they want you to do is to really open yourself up fully to help in every single way, specifically spiritually. However, that will trickle down in the earthly, okay? I feel like you're in a very magical time, and I think that you kind of feel it, but I also feel like you've kind of been in the energy of when's the other shoe going to drop. So I want you to just release, ask the angels to kind of help you surrender and release, past disappointments, because I see things actually working out better than what you could have ever dreamed. Okay, I feel like they're raising the bar and then they're raising it another 10 notches for you, but they need you to be open and receptive to that. There's a part of you that they're saying has struggled with what's wrong with me, or what have I done wrong that has caused me not to be able to conceive a child. That we have to let go of. There again, if you send Radley an email, I'll send you some additional information via email for some things that can help you with that. But I see things coming to fruition, and I do feel a lot of loss. I feel like there's actually been miscarriage. So I know you're saying that you've not been able to get pregnant and conceive, but I actually feel like there has been loss attached to that as well. So I'm definitely sending a lot of healing. The one thing that they're saying is, I'm asking them what could be helpful. I keep seeing it all with the energy. Okay, so to me, if you, I actually feel like it's almost acupuncture versus energy healing, but either would be helpful and beneficial to you at this time to help move these things along and forward. But please start talking to your angels. They're saying, talk to the angels, the ascended masters, your spirit guides. They all are wanting, like, they're all stepping forward together. So please talk to them and work with them, because they're going to open your eyes to something that you never fathomed was possible.
So the first card that I got was Two of Fire, and Two of Fire is where we make a new partnership or a new contract. And I think that that's the part where you thought, okay, we're going to do this adoption thing. This is going to make it all better. This will just magically make it work. And so, but the energy of that has kind of moved into the past. I think the adoption is going to be absolutely fabulous. I completely agree with that, because I've got Ace of Fire for that, which is an amazing, magical, wonderful opportunity that comes into our life. But the problem is that you're living right now in Two of Air, and Two of Air is this stalemate. It's two unicorns with their horns crossed, where it's just like you're just stuck in this thing of but, and that but is just that it won't be the same, that somehow it's not the same, that there's just something that's wrong because it is this way. And yet what the next card is Queen of Air. And Queen of Air is like, you know what? Clear that out. Clear it out. That does not serve you. Let it go. The hole that you feel that is in your heart is about to be filled in a way that you cannot even begin to imagine. This baby is going to knock your socks off. You're going to be so head over heels, goofy in love. And there's going to be this moment where you're going to realize that if you had not gone through the fertility situations that you had gone through, you would not have considered adoption. This would not have come into your moment, into your reality. And therefore, this magical child would not be coming to be yours, would not be coming to be a part of your life. And very quickly, you're going to feel this sense of, I could not even begin to imagine living without this child. And so I know it's difficult and challenging, and I'm not pretending that I understand what it means to you to have gone through the challenges that you've gone through. But what I do believe, what I always believe with fervent truth, is that everything happens for a reason, and the universe is bringing you this child, and you are going to be the happiest person on the planet because it happened. So, Heather, what we're going to do next is we're going to start taking some calls, okay?
Awesome.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is let's talk to Cindy. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to Magical Things.
Thank you so much. So there's a definite giver in me, but I am taking time for myself, and what I love is to learn more about spirituality and the spirit world, and currently a volunteer. Volunteer my services as a counselor. I see a couple of clients in a week. So in order to help my clients, myself, and my family, I'd love to know if you see any angels or spirit guides around me, if they have tell you their names, and any messages, and how I can connect to them.
Sure. I mean, go ahead, Heather. You go ahead and start.
Okay. Well, one of the first things I see is Archangel Sandalphon, and I feel like what's interesting is I feel like Sandalphon's telling me that you're kind of in constant prayer a lot of the time, and that, not formal prayer, but like you're constantly in communication. I feel like that's one of the things that is so beneficial for you in what you do. But I also feel like you're going to be stepping it up a notch. Things are going to be shifting and changing. Do you mind me asking, do you ever pray out loud?
Both, yes. It's a lot of silent prayers and sometimes just like affirmations or mantras I will say aloud. Kind of both.
Okay. Did you say on long drives?
Not on long drives. Well, I'm taking walks.
Okay. Because I do feel like they want you occasionally. You don't need to make it your everyday habit, but they do want you to do some out loud work simply because that's when it's going to be easier for you to channel some of the information. You're going to channel information from them. I do feel like Sandalphon plays a big presence, so that's one of them that I would work with as far as an archangel, because he holds a very strong presence with you right now. But I'm also seeing Archangel Zadkiel, and I feel like his presence is more coming forward, because I feel like you are doing more than counseling. You're really teaching. I mean, you're giving them tools to use, and I feel like you may be guided to kind of take that in another direction. It's going to expand a little bit. Now, do you have grandchildren?
No. Not grandchildren.
Okay. Well, okay. I feel like you're going to have grandchildren, but I also feel like when you have the grandchildren, then some of the work automatically shifts to that age level as well. So but I feel like it's sparked because when you have grandchildren, then you see needs that then you want to fill for them, and then it expands in a way that reaches out to others as well. But there's also something, too, about the moon cycle. So I don't know if that's something you already study and work with as far as, like, when the new moon comes, when the full moon comes.
No, never really paid much attention to it.
They want you to look at that. And it's not, you don't have to study in depth, but I am seeing that they do want you to follow the moon cycles and see how they are with you. See how you are at different times. What are your emotions? Things like that. And they're going to ask you to just kind of remember to release things at the full moon, you know, manifest things at the new moon, and that's going to kind of help pick up the energy. But Sandalphon and Zadkiel are two that I feel are closely connected to you.
Can you spell the name of both?
Sandalphon, Sandalphon, and
okay.
Zadkiel, which is Zadkiel.
Thank you.
So, Cindy, it's interesting to me because I used Angel Tarot cards for answering a question. Do you have those?
No, I don't.
Oh, you should have those. So,
okay.
So I'm typing Cindy gets Angel Tarot cards. And the thing about that is you cannot hang up, okay? When we're done talking to you, if you hang up, then they can't get your address. But the thing is that you ask for names. And what's interesting for me about that is a couple of things. Is first of all, when it comes to people's guardian angels, I kind of hesitate to give people names because I want them to have the amazing, wonderful experience of hearing them themselves. And so what I just always suggest is find a quiet time, tinkling music, incense, whatever puts you in that Zen space, and just sit and say, okay, who are my angels? Everybody has at least two guardian angels, and ask for those names. Now, what's really interesting to me is I pulled cards for you, and of the 78 cards that are in Angel Tarot cards, 22 of them have angel names. Then they're archangels. And all three of your cards that I pulled for you were archangel cards.
Oh, wow.
So it's like they really heard you when it came to the names. Now, the first one is Jeremiel. It's Jeremiel. And when you get the deck, there's a little guidebook in it, and it tells you a little bit about the angels. But if you're really into archangels, check out Archangels 101 by Doreen Virtue, because that is just like the best fabulous guide ever for that kind of thing. But Jeremiel is the guardian angel or the archangel who helps us review things with other people, helps us go through and see what is it that's been, what is that's now, and where are we headed. Interestingly enough, the next one is Archangel Metatron, and Heather's talking about you and kids and stuff like that, and Metatron is the archangel that protects children. So it's making me wonder if in your practice or in your work, if you're working with kids or if you're thinking about doing more work with kids.
Actually, no, I'm working with adults.
I really kind of wonder if that's, because because both of us are getting this kid thing, it makes me wonder if something kiddy is coming into your life.
Into the horizon, I think.
Yeah. And then finally, Archangel Gabriel. Okay. And Gabriel helps us see things from a different perspective. All right. So, I mean, both of the renewal card and the awakening card really are talking about like reviewing people's lives, seeing things from a different perspective, but also seeing things from a different perspective in your life. Here you are on Hay House Radio talking to Crazy Radley and Wacky Heather about talking to angels.
Oh, did my you favorite really topic.
Did you really expect to be doing that 2 years ago?
Not at all. Not at all.
Yep, life changes, doesn't it?
It does. For the better.
Yes. All right, honey. Well, we're going to let you go so we can get some more calls in, but don't hang up, okay?
Thank you, Radley. Thank you, Heather.
Sure. Okay, so now we're going to talk to Jane. Hello, Jane. Welcome to Magical Things.
Hi. Oh, my God. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Wow. What's going on, honey?
Well, everything Heather said today, she was just talking about me.
Yep, that's why I had her on, because I knew.
But I'm so stuck with people getting mad at me, family, and people, virtually everybody, because I just decided I really need to do me, and the world is kind of mad at me, so I'm kind of stuck and very alone. So I've been talking to my angel.
Okay. Well... can I go ahead and hop in and say a few things?
Go ahead.
One of the things is when you're being not only guided to take care of yourself better, but when you're opening up yourself spiritually and intuitively, a lot of times it can feel very isolating, okay? Yeah. Which is why it's wonderful that there's things like Hay House Radio where you can... you know, put your headphones on and get some inspiration and stay tuned in, or, you know, do a card reading for yourself from power, you know, Archangel Power Tarot cards, or, you know, those are those ways that you can kind of stay connected to spirit. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, when we don't have the earthly support, it kind of hurts. So the one thing that I say is, I really think that you need to, you know, make sure that in your prayers you're asking for God to bring some people into your circle, into your life, that will be loving and supportive in that in that sense, and that you'll be able to connect with. And make sure that you're doing things, you know, even the Facebook page, you know, for Radley's Facebook page, there's a lot of supportive people that you can find and connect with there. But as far as... what they're saying that I feel like you need to focus on right now is really finding what your purpose, passion is going to be in the way of service. Okay. Now you're already a mom.
No, hopefully.
I feel a child coming. So, and the reason they're bringing that up is because they're needing you to get a really good solid foundation of how that looks and what that life in your new normal looks like, taking care of you and honoring yourself before you become a mom, okay? So that you don't take any bad habits into that and pour all of your energy into mom, wife, daughter, sister, friend, et cetera, et cetera. That's why you're kind of feeling the heat and the push. Do you own your own business by chance, or is that something you're wanting to do?
No, I've been, actually, I work for the state, but, you know, working with the state and having a heart, that's another story, but...
I feel like there's going to be something that you branch out on your own, and I do feel like
that's
it's part-time first.
Yes, that's what I've been praying
and
for.
And then you'll merge it. You'll be able to make the transition. But make sure you're taking care of your energy and cutting the cords to those that you feel are not being loving and kind. And just make sure you're sending lots of love to them. Those are the ones you need to include in your prayers most often.
Yes, I do.
And you know what, Jane, one of the things that this is bringing up to me that I think I just want to say, but for everybody who's listening, who's having this challenge, is I just recently got asked to participate in a free online seminar called Women Finding Happiness. Now, it's perfect for today's topic because it's this whole thing where we don't take care of ourselves because we're taking care of our children and spouse and family and friends and blah, blah, blah. So this is literally, it's 21 teachers, including including my dear friend and Hay House author Susan Dentino, all of us, 21 teachers, and this is completely free. And the goal is to help people to create the relationships that they've wanted, experience better health, live life with tremendous freedom and joy. So it begins July 14th. And like I said, it doesn't cost anything. It's just 21 teachers, 21 of us who really want to help people find happiness, you know, help women find the joy that they deserve. So okay. Go to my Facebook page, Facebook/ Radley Valentine, and you'll see it. I've posted something there about it, and you can sign up for it. But also for cards for you, the first card I pulled was strength, and this is inner strength, but it's moved to the past. So what that's telling me is that I think that when you started this, you know, your work, and that you really had a lot of inner strength. You really felt like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, and it's going to be great, and I'm going to help a million people, yes. And it'll be fabulous. But that is feeling really tapped out for you.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
You're just feeling like it's been completely sucked out of you. And so now you're in this place of Two of Water where you really need to be in love with what you do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, whether that's falling back in love with what you're doing now or falling in love with something and realizing that I got to get out of here.
That's what I want.
Yeah, honey, I get it. I worked for the government, too. I get it. Oh, out of here.
being kind is almost like a sin. You know, they make you pay for being kind.
That's not a good fit for you, because just like I was talking about my opening monologue, loving other people, taking care of other people, that is just part and parcel to who Jane is. So it's
so easy, you know, it's so natural to be like that. And
right.
Look at me, like, and for the longest, I thought it was a normal thing. Everybody felt like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a rude awakening that, oh no, a lot is different about me. Extremely sensitive when I come to work. You know, I just know things and I have no idea how I knew them.
Well, I think it's time to make the move. Heather is right, and you know it, I know it, we all know it, we all three agree. So start moving towards something that is more heart-based, or at the very least, go to work for a different municipality or a city or a something where it's not quite that way. But you've got to be someplace where you can lovingly give.
Me myself, yeah. And I met you last year, Radley, at Baltimore.
Oh my gosh!
Actually, no, it was in not Baltimore. It was
DC.
DC, yeah.
Yes.
I met yourself and Doreen. Last year, you wore the shiny shirt. You look so glittery.
Well, thank you, honey. I appreciate that. Thank you. And thanks for calling in. We're going to try to catch one more caller before we go. So thanks so much, honey. Get out of there, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to talk real quick to Sophia. Hi, Sophia. Welcome to Magical Things.
Hi. Thanks for taking the call.
Happy to, but ask your question quick so that we can attack it quickly.
All right. I have different things going on, some goals and some, you know, family things, changes going on. I just want to know if you have advice, messages, angels, spirit, doing more from a peaceful place of love, I guess.
Oh,
sorry.
Oh my. No, it's okay. All right, Heather, you're up.
I'm going to go. Okay. Okay. Well, one of the first things that, you know, as soon as I heard your voice and you started speaking, one of the first things that came to me visually is you sitting in a, not necessarily formal meditation, they're just wanting you to listen because they feel like they have a lot that they're going to tell you. And I feel like it's going to be a lot of distinct direction, okay? It's not going to be every 1 through 30, but you're going to get 25 out of those 30 steps extremely clearly, and they're going to come, you know, in a timing that you can handle them and you can tackle them and you won't feel overwhelmed, okay? But I do feel like some of this stress, they're calling it stress, okay, has been affecting your physical self, your physical being, and I feel like it's, you know, I just don't have the same energy, I feel tension in my joints. I feel like I don't have flexibility and flow. They're asking you to move your body, even if it's just stretching.
Okay.
To kind of break some of this energy up.
You're right.
And they're saying that you're like me, you've been trying to find balance. And they're saying, please trust the process that they're helping you tweak things. Mm-hmm. And the reason it hasn't gone quicker is because if they went from 0 to 60, then you probably wouldn't stay with it. It would freak you out and the other people around you. So it's going to be a mild shift, but it is happening.
Okay.
And they're showing me a team that I work with sometimes, which is Michael, Metatron, and Uriel. They're all three archangels, and they're really good at helping us to focus and prioritize. And they're saying priority is what they want to help you with the most, is figuring out where your energy needs to go when, like what you need to do first. Because I feel like you're getting flooded with information. You don't know how to dissect it,
right,
and how to put it in a viable form that you can work off of. It's like too much and you don't know what to do with it. So they want to help you get all those thoughts organized and put a plan in action to move forward. As far as family, patience, I feel like, is one of the things, but you're also going to have to pick and choose when you want to have them in your circle. And as far as your intuitive gifts, one of the things that they keep putting their hands around your ears, so I feel like that clairaudience is wakening up. So just pay attention to what you're hearing in your mind and outside of your head. Bradley?
Yeah, and I agree, because the first card I have for you is release, okay? So it's like letting go of this sense that you have to, that it's up to you to make this be an absolutely peaceful thing, that it's up to you to make everything right. You're going to have to let go of that, because it isn't completely up to you. Other people have to be a part of this. And the next card is Five of Air. Now, one of the things that it says is review everyone's motives. But I think that what the card is trying to say is to kind of go with the clairaudience thing that Heather was saying, is that try to listen for what their motives are per se, but what is it that's troubling them? Why are they having the reaction that they're having to your desire to be free? What is that? What bell is being rung,
right,
that's creating that challenge?
Yeah.
Because that's the key, because Queen of Earth is the next card, and she can magically create whatever she wants. She really can. So I there's also, I've never said this to anybody in my entire life. I don't know why it's coming up for you, but it is. But there are bunny rabbits in this card. Now, that I know and that I've said before. But if for you, it's almost like hop around the issue. You know?
Hop around it.
Yeah. It's like these people don't like direct.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
I don't like direct. So it's like, if you can hop around the issue, maybe you can make the same points in a way,
right,
that they can take it, that they can get it.
I actually do have a rabbit. I don't know if that has to do with it, by the way.
But, oh, right. Well, cool. What's a rabbit's name?
Buddy. Not really original.
Oh, my God. No, but think about that. Make these people your buddies. Mm. Stop trying to think about them as friends. And start thinking, okay, if they were my buddies, there's only so much I would put up with.
Right.
First of all. Second of all, I might attack this situation a different way.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, Sophia, we're out of time, so I'm going to have to let you go, honey.
Thank you so much for taking.
Thanks for calling
in. Thank you.
Sure. So, Heather, we only got like 2 minutes left. So tell people where they can find you.
Well, they can find me at heatherhildebrand.com. That's HILDEBRAND. I'm excited that I have a new website up. We're still tweaking things. And I have some free giveaways if they want to sign up for my e-newsletter. I've got some information on how Spirit connects with each of us when we pay attention. And they can also always find me over at Facebook, Heather Hildebrand.
Excellent. So also wanted to tell everybody, you know, I've been doing a contest on my Facebook page for a free 30-minute reading with me. And the winner was this absolutely awesome woman by the name of Aisha. We actually wound up talking for an entire hour on the phone, but she was fabulous and I loved her. And the truth is, I had so much fun with her that I'm starting a new program on my Facebook page where I'm going to do a quick mini reading for one person every day. And that starts tomorrow. So there will be a post where you can post your question. You can either post it on my Facebook page or my Instagram page, and I'll pick at least one question to answer in a mini reading every single day. So that starts tomorrow. So look for it at facebook.com/Radley Valentine, or you can find me on Instagram at @RadleyValentine. Now, that's all the time we have today. Now, I'm super excited because next week we are going to talk about our first court card from Angel Tarot. And some people find these cards to be confusing, but I believe that I can help you totally understand these cards in a way that, well, you probably never thought of before. So tune in next week for The Page of Fire. This has been Magical Things with Radley Valentine and Heather Hildebrand today. Always remember, life is magic.